As any parent will tell you, the highly contagious rotavirus is a scourge of childcare. And now Melbourne medical researchers have found a link between it and the onset of type 1 diabetes. Through tests on mice, they've discovered that children who are at risk of diabetes may develop symptoms earlier than expected after having the rotavirus. Samantha Donovan reports.
If a child has bad diarrhea, it's most likely been caused by the rotavirus. Barbara Coulson is a virologist at the University of Melbourne.
It's extremely common. Every child in Melbourne becomes infected at least once every year, but it's usually just the first time they encounter the virus that they can become severely ill. And it's that dehydration that they can get that is the main concern and requires hospitalisation for treatment.
Professor Coulson and her team infected mice with the rotavirus and found they got autoimmune or type 1 diabetes earlier than would normally be expected. But she says that doesn't mean all children who get the common rotavirus are at risk of developing diabetes.
Our work only applies to children who have a genetic predisposition to diabetes. And also our work shows that the mechanism only works when the mouse is already well on the way to getting symptoms of diabetes. So the rotavirus is not causing the diabetes. The diabetes process has been started, and then the rotavirus infection has the effect of activating some rogue cells that are present in these diabetes-prone mice. And those rogue cells are the ones that attack the pancreas and kill the cells in the pancreas that produce the insulin, and that's what causes diabetes.
So that's what happens in mice. What does it mean for children who may be at risk of getting type 1 diabetes?
Our knowledge of how the process occurs hopefully will allow us to develop appropriate treatments. And so this may actually extend the time that a child would have to be free of diabetes before their diagnosis. And so, relieve them of the fairly onerous treatment they have to do now with multiple daily skin pricks and insulin injections.
Professor Barbara Coulson says the rotavirus vaccine is readily available in Australia.
We've had rotavirus vaccines as part of the routine schedule since 2007. And these vaccines are greatly reducing hospitalisations for rotavirus diarrhoea. And it's likely that these vaccines may have an impact also on this new rotavirus property of causing disease that we're now investigating.
The research is being published today in the American journal PLOS Pathogens.
Samantha Donovan.